The thing that the American people can do is to be vigilant day and night to make sure they don't have communists teaching the sons and daughters of America.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 14th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American politician Joseph McCarthy, born in Grand Chute, Wisconsin in 1908. A Republican senator from 1947 until his death in 1957, beginning in 1950, McCarthy became the most visible public face of a period in the United States in which Cold War tensions fueled fears of widespread communist subversion. He is known best for alleging that numerous communists and Soviet spies and sympathizers had infiltrated the United States federal government, universities, the film industry, and elsewhere. Ultimately, the smear tactics that he used led to his being censured by the Senate. The term McCarthyism, coined in 1950 in reference to his practices, was soon applied to similar anti-communist activities. Today, the term is used more broadly to mean inflammatory, reckless, and unsubstantiated accusations, as well as public attacks on the character or patriotism of political opponents. In his book, The Bureau, The Secret History of the FBI, journalist Ronald Kessler quoted former FBI agent Robert J. Lamphere, who said, "McCarthyism did all kinds of harm because he was pushing something that just wasn't so. The problem was that McCarthy lied about much of the information he presented." McCarthy was commissioned in the Marine Corps in 1942, where he served as an intelligence briefing officer for a dive bomber squadron. Following the end of the war, he attained the rank of major. He volunteered to fly 12 combat missions as a gunner observer, acquiring the nickname Tail Gunner Joe. Some of his claims of heroism were later shown to be exaggerated or falsified, leading many of his critics to use Tail Gunner Joe as a term of mockery. He ran successfully for the Senate in 1946, defeating Robert M. La Follette, Jr. After three largely undistinguished years in the Senate, McCarthy rose suddenly to national fame in February 1950, when he asserted in a speech that he had a list of members of the Communist Party and members of a spy ring who were employed in the State Department. In the succeeding years after his 1950 speech, McCarthy made additional accusations of communist infiltration into the State Department, the administration of President Harry S. Truman, the Voice of America, and the U.S. Army. He also used various charges of communism, communist sympathies, disloyalty, or sex crimes to attack a number of politicians and other individuals inside and outside of government. With the highly publicized Army-McCarthy hearings of 1954, McCarthy's support and popularity quickly faded. On December 2, 1954, the Senate voted to censure McCarthy by a vote of 67-22, making him one of the few senators ever to be disciplined in this fashion. He continued to speak against communism and socialism until his death at the age of 48 at Bethesda Naval Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, on May 2, 1957. His death certificate listed the cause of death as acute hepatitis, cause unknown. Some biographers say this was caused or exacerbated by alcoholism. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 14th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.